May 18, 1920. Karol Jusa Wojtyła is born in Wadowice and baptized on June 20th. August 16th to 17th, 1920. Red Army invasion of Europe is repelled at the Miracle on the Vistula. August 1938. Wojtyła moves to Kraków to begin undergraduate studies in Polish philology at the Jagiellonian University. September 1, 1939, Germany invades Poland, launching World War II in Europe. September 17, 1939, the Red Army invades Poland, which is subsequently divided between two totalitarian powers. November 1939, Karol Wojtyła, now a manual laborer, begins underground academic life and resistance activities. Fall 1942, Wojtyła is accepted into Kraków's clandestine seminary program. Fall 1945, Wojtyła's name first appears in communist secret police records. May 3, 1946, Wojtyła participates in a student demonstration that is attacked by communist secret police and internal security forces. June 30, 1946, Kraków returns largest anti-communist vote in Poland during falsified People's Referendum. November 1, 1946, Karol Wojtyła is ordained a priest and leaves Poland 2 weeks later for graduate studies in Rome. January 17, 1947, parliamentary election confirms communist control of Poland. November 12, 1948, Stefan Wyszyński is named Archbishop of Gniezno and Warsaw and Primate of Poland. March 17, 1949, Father Karol Wojtyła begins academic chaplaincy at St. Florian's Church in Kraków. March 5, 1953, Stalin dies. September 25, 1953, Cardinal Wyszyński begins 3 years of house arrest. October 12, 1954, Dr. Karol Wojtyła begins teaching in the philosophy department of the Catholic University of Lublin. February 25, 1956, Nikita Khrushchev denounces Stalin's cult of personality at 20th Soviet Communist Party Congress. June 28, 1956, general strike in Poznań leads to armed repression and deaths of Polish workers. October 23, 1956, Hungarian Revolution breaks out. October 28, 1956, Cardinal Wyszyński is released from house arrest and returns to Warsaw. The truth of Witold Pilecki's life would beggar the imaginations of the great tragedians. He was born in Russia in 1901, of a Polish family forcibly resettled after the failed anti-Tsarist insurrection of 1863-64. After fighting with Polish partisans in the last days of World War I, he served with Polish forces in the Polish-Soviet War of 1919-1920, a largely unknown affair that saved newly resurrected Poland from Bolshevik conquest and prevented the Red Army from blazing its way across war-exhausted Europe. Decorated twice for heroism in the struggle to defend Poland's new independence, Pilecki was mustered out and spent the interwar years as a farmer. He married and fathered 2 children. Less than a week before the outbreak of World War II, Pilecki took command of a cavalry platoon in the 19th Polish Infantry Division. After 2 weeks of fighting against the German invaders, the division was demobilized in the wake of the Soviet invasion of Poland. Pilecki and his commander, Jan Włodarkiewicz, went to Warsaw and launched the Tajna Armia Polska, Secret Polish Army, as an underground resistance movement. In 1940, its 8,000 members were incorporated into the Armia Krajowa, Home Army, or AK, successor to the Polish military in occupied and partitioned Poland, and the fighting arm of the London-based Polish government in exile. Later that year, Pilecki brought his AK superiors a daring plan. He would get himself arrested and sent to Konzentrationslager Auschwitz, located in that portion of Poland that had been incorporated into the Third Reich. There, he proposed to organize prisoner resistance, collect intelligence, and get it out to the AK, which had ways of transmitting such information to London. The superiors agreed. So, under the nom de guerre Tomasz Serafiński, Pilecki deliberately got himself caught in a Gestapo sweep of civilians. He was arrested, tortured, and then dispatched to the labor camp at Auschwitz, where he became prisoner 4859.